appreciate your introduction very much. And Dr. Adams, thank you for inviting me to speak at this session. I'm glad to be working with such esteemed colleagues both on the panel and as we discuss it. So what I'd like to do today is talk about information technology and how it has a potential role not only within the current MTM world but also into the future, giving examples from areas where we use information technology to support public health and healthcare delivery programs. So right up front, I need to say that I am employed by and own stock in Northrop Grumman. I'm obviously working for industry currently, and I also probably should disclose that I'm not in an industry that's doing a lot directly with MTM at this moment, so the point is really to show where IT is useful in many other areas of public health and how that could be applied into the MTM field. So there are some major key trends, key health trends going on that I think many of us are aware in the audience. Care transformation, technology advancement, payment reform, data security, consumerization, and data democratization. These are all really critical areas, and they really tie into three major concepts. The idea of value-based purchasing and new healthcare delivery models, of which MTM is a very good example. So the three on the far left really focus on that space. Data security is sort of an overwhelming uber issue that permeates both public health and healthcare, so that sort of stands on its own. And then the two trends on the right really relate to the emerging concept of patient-centered care, which, as you also know, is very relevant to MTM, because MTM is about making sure medication is working for the patients we're all serving. So MTM, as you can see, has a relationship to everyone of these key components in health. So what I did here was take some key health IT capabilities that we're familiar with and then try and translate them into the MTM world. And why is this relevant? As recently as just this year, CMS, in its final call letter regarding MTM programs, stated two things. They stated many things, but two things they specifically stated with relation to IT are to encourage the MTM industry to develop and use HIT for MTM service documentation, and two, they called on the industry to reach consensus on more robust, such as standardized definitions for MTMs, comprehensive medical reviews, CMRs, and drug therapy recommendations for service delivery and performance management. So CMS is asking for greater standardization, data standardization, greater consensus, and greater data usage within the MTM industry. There are some key statistics that I know you're all aware of. 82% of MTM programs target beneficiaries that have three or more chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, congestive heart failure, right? And then over 57% of MTM programs in the CMS study, over 57% of MTM programs target beneficiaries with eight or more drugs. So we have polypharmacy going on, we have multiple chronic diseases going on. That's exactly the target that MTM is aiming for. And with all these data and statistics that we know about, that CMS talks about, managing and understanding data within MTM becomes more and more crucial every year, every decade. So what are some of these typical IT capabilities? Data management, data standardization, data interoperability, data integration, and analytics. These are some of the big chunks of health IT that are relevant in that space. And then how do they relate to medication therapy management? Let's walk through those very quickly. In data management, one can optimize outcomes through data storage and management, such as CMR reports, medication action or treatment plans. We can reduce adverse event risk and improve adherence, which is a very strong goal of MTM, through CMR data and data education resources. We can try and standardize data, generate an annual CMR for each patient that is in a standardized format, so it can work across multiple health provider settings. Related to that, data interoperability. Coordinate care through the provision of standardized documented MTM services to patients and other providers. Provide and communicate that data across a variety of settings, ambulatory, long-term care, pharmacies. Data integration. How do you integrate MTM data with electronic health records, which, of course, there are multiple versions of electronic health records. How do we create a standardization that allows for that integration of data across all these different formats and ultimately be able to help patients themselves contribute to and interact with MTM data, such as in their own personal health records? And then finally, analytics. Taking this information, taking this data, how do we detect adverse drug events and medication misuse, and ultimately reduce patient dosing and health plan expenditures on medication costs? All goals of MTM: increasing adherence, increasing appropriateness, decreasing dosing, decreasing costs. Technology has a role in every one of those categories, and HRT will already has and will continue to have an increasing value for MTM. So with that as a backdrop to this further discussion, let's look at some examples of where HRT is being used currently in public health and in support of health care. So what we'll do here is look at those same fields: data management, standardization, interoperability, and analytics and integration, and then look at some programs, which we'll go to in depth in some of the following slides, on how they're supporting agencies that we all know: CDC, NIH, CMS, how they're supporting programs including global drug coding standardization, mobile health applications, the new and emerging trend of integrating genomic and clinical information. So we'll talk about all these. And before going further to the next slide, I'd like to say a little bit about what our role is as Northrop Grumman in supporting these. So Northrop Grumman, and we do have a booth upstairs in 1729, for those of you who haven't been there yet, it's very interesting and provides info that you might be interested in looking at, demonstrations and things like that. We have a 25-year history in health information technology. We have about 1,500 full-time staff working in HRT, 200 or so who have clinical and public health background. There's a slide that I'll be talking about in that. We're primarily located in Washington, D.C., which is where I'm based, Atlanta, and I'll explain why, and Baltimore. And we're focused across the federal health space and state human services. Many of the agencies we support are well known, again, CDC, CMS, NIH, SSA, etc. So one of the things that we do is bring clinical solutions to health information technology. So I recently started up a clinical advisory council within Northrop Grumman. And what this does is takes our clinical component and focuses them specifically in areas like public health, healthcare management, life sciences, military health, and other areas. The membership of the clinical advisory council is comprised of, and will be comprised of, folks like physicians, nurses, epidemiologists, and others. And we're involved in and working on a number of issues that are currently underway, such as payment modernization and value-based purchasing initiatives, mobile health applications, a slide of which I'll show you shortly, and clinical and genomic integration, another slide I'll show you slowly, shortly. So clinical advice and guidance is provided by this clinical advisory council to help ensure that our health technology activities are not just done in one area and then transported over to the provider world, but are actually developed from the beginning with providers and ITs working to, IT professionals working together to develop those solutions. Our mission-focused domain capabilities, and I'll start with the bottom right corner, include public health. In effect, we have some colleagues in the audience from some senior colleagues in the audience from our public health group. I'd like to recognize them, Dr. Jay Schindler in the back. And our folks in public health help provide the global health community with agile IT solutions to promote health, prevent disease, prepare for, and respond to adverse health events. Moving to the bottom left, payment modernization, I already mentioned that as far as our clinical advisory council, but we have a whole group up in Baltimore that provides support on moving the nation from this concept of reactive symptom-based or schedule-based care to one that is much more predictive, preventive, and condition-based. The future of health moving towards a population health focus. And then finally, in the top left corner, focusing on personalized health and data analytics. The idea that we can create systems and solutions to detect and prevent fraud and abuse in the healthcare system, reduce costs, and ultimately improve benefit services to the people we all focus on and support. So let's talk about some of these specific areas, and I picked this one first because this is the most relevant into the pharmaceutical world. We run the MEDRA Maintenance and Support Services Organization, or MISO. MEDRA, the Medical Dictionary for Regulatory Activities, is an international medical terminology. I'm sure many of you in the audience are familiar with this, used by regulatory authorities and the regulated biopharmaceutical industry. It's actually used by nearly 4,000 organizations now worldwide, including almost all the drug companies and most of the regulatory agencies. Subscribers include the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the European Medicines Agency, and the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. It's available in over 60 and used in over 60 countries and available in over 11 languages. It's a classification system that consists of 70,000 plus terms to describe the signs, symptoms, diseases, medication errors, product quality issues, and other data related to the adverse events associated with pharmaceutical exposure. And Northrop Grumman's medical and IT professionals have worked together from the beginning to help develop, maintain, and support MEDRA. We have 8 physicians, 2 nurses, a number of other staff who help us in looking at not just how to describe current conditions and issues, but also where the future is going. So, for example, we just created a genomics module that encapsulates 500 terms that are used in genomics as it relates into the clinical spectrum, because, of course, pharmacogenomics is a growing field that all of us need to really be on top of. So ultimately, we've been supporting this for over a decade. It's a globally based regulatory support system, and it's a global standard for medical product adverse event reporting. And this is an example of using and focusing on global data standardization. An example of data interoperability is the work we're doing at NIH, supporting the bioinformatics analytics programs at National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Many of you know that NIH has a data sharing policy that essentially indicates that extramurally funded investigators should share their data with each other, and that's a great goal, and how do you actually implement it? This is an implementation arm. This is a way to actually allow investigators to seamlessly share the data with each other, no matter where they may be located, if they're being funded through some of the divisions of NIAID. So won't go through the details here, but just to give you a sense of 3 different programs. One is called BISC, Bioinformatics Integration Support Contract, and helps speed the exchange of data between scientists so they can accelerate the pace of research. The Virus Pathogen Database and Analysis Resource, it looks at pathogenic viruses and the data associated with that, and the scientists who are working on these areas to help develop vaccines in these particular areas, as well as diagnostics and therapeutics. And then finally, the Influenza Research Database, which again, as the name implies, provides a resource for researchers to really better understand the influenza virus, leading to new treatments and preventive actions. Northrop Grumman has done a lot of work and continues to do a lot of work in support of CDC. We provide the global health community with those IT solutions. We have provided extensive support for most CDC centers, offices, and major programs, particularly in the field of data management. So if you remember back to the earlier slide on some of the key attributes of technology, data management is critical. Data management, the larger the data set, the more important the management of that becomes. And so we do a lot of work in supporting data management at CDC, supporting key programs and initiatives ranging from acute disease, such as PEPFAR-related programs, to chronic disease programs, and a number of social media-related programs as well. And the range of capabilities in our staff there in Atlanta includes folks who are expert in epidemiology, such as Dr. Schindler, biosurveillance, health communications, informatics, and information system support. We have supported CDC in every major health event over the last 10 years, and we're actually one of the largest IT contractors at CDC. Approximately a third of our workforce is in Atlanta under the leadership of Alexa Silima, who's the head of the group there in Atlanta. So again, a lot of work doing in CDC, and the focus here is on data management. Certainly we do analytics there, we do data integration, but a lot of significant work around data management. We do a lot of work at CMS too, and not to go too far into this, but I'm identifying this in the relationship of analytics, and we do a lot of work in supporting analytics of data. So it's great to manage the data, it's great to integrate the data, and then you need to understand that data and then turn it into something that helps drive policy forward. And we do this for CMS in a number of ways, whether it be about getting ahead of fraud and abuse through predictive analytics, to helping instantiate population health through physician value programs and helping support the meaningful use adoption of electronic health records across the country. And we have done a lot of work in this space, and about a third of our workforce is in Baltimore doing this kind of work in support of CMS and SSA. We're one of the largest IT contractors there. Just very quickly talking about mobile health clinician app, and the Clinical Advisory Council was very involved in this. This is about taking the doctor patient or provider patient interaction from a desktop or a notepad into an actual laptop where you can sit face to face, look at each other eye to eye, and go through the whole health screen and physical together. And so this is kind of an interesting thing that may be of interest as well to the audience in terms of that helping to stimulate and facilitate better bonding with patients in terms of having a more intimate interaction at the provider level. And so happy to talk about that in questions. And then finally, some work that we're doing, just some highlights of work we're doing in the genomics and data integration space. The basic points of this slide, and I won't go into depth, it's just more a montage. It's a montage of different data views. We have a number of people doing analytics. And so I mentioned data integration analytics is a key area. So we do a lot of work in integrating various types of data, clinical data, genomic data, population health data, and we're showing some of that in the booth upstairs as well. In doing so, we create combined analyses and visualizations, some of which you see here. It leads to a better data presentation and understanding for policymakers who then make decisions based on the data you show them. And it ultimately will drive better clinical research and care. Happy to discuss this over questions. So, in conclusion, health information technology is a rapidly emerging field and a key contributor to the development of public health initiatives and programs. Several agencies, NIH, CDC, CMS, state agencies, and others, increasingly utilize HIT to help advance their missions. As the National HIT Integrator, Northrop Grumman, helps address those challenges and trends through development of solutions, which include things such as, relevant to the audience, adverse pharmaceutical event ontology, biosense data analytics, genomics data integration, and data management. We can leverage, Health IT can leverage and apply its expertise and capabilities to advance the field of MTM as well and increase its role and value in healthcare delivery. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very, very informative. Dr. Sarkar has to leave, and I would like to entertain maybe one or two questions before he leaves. And following that, we're going to do something that perhaps hasn't been done in APHA before, but I'd like to get a group picture before he leaves so that all of us who have attended will be documented that we're here. All right, so are there any questions? Just one or two questions to him before he leaves. Yes.
Do you have any pharmacists on your clinical team?
So we're looking for that. And I think that that's a logical next step in inception where we want to go.
I'm looking for jobs next year. No.
Okay. Is there another question?
Well, it's not a question. It's about maybe why that doctor is there, because I'm here so that if students are in the audience and Dr. Turner and Dr. Bell have worked with students, perhaps that you could visit the booth. You may be gone, but you may ask someone else. And Jay is here. To find out more about Northrop Grumman, because it is one of the largest companies, you know, worldwide, where you can receive more information about technology and our public health and football budget.
Yes.
And he has to go. He's going to.
Since you sort of opened that up, I'll just simply say Dr. Schindler is one of our esteemed epidemiologists working in our Atlanta office, does a lot of work around disease and detection and population health analytics, so there's some really good info there that might be of interest to the audience. We have another nervous person here who can stand up and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Dr. Schindler. I'm
Josh Adal. I'm actually in the project manager, and Shay and Edward Cherie also. So.
So they're all out there, and
okay.
Thank you. Thank now, you. What we want to do, if you would just quickly kind of move to this side, just leave your things where you are. People are sitting on this side. Put your things under the seat, and we will fill in. And then the three speakers, along with Dr. Adams, we need one more chair, and we'll sit there. And we'll go out in the hall and get somebody to take a photograph.
We're just doing documentation so that your the founder of the Health Information Technology section, and Dr. Turner is on the advisory board, and so we just want to document and put our photo on the KPH website. So anyone who does not have a picture taken, just let us know. And step out for a little while. And Dr. Turner said, she always comes up with these innovative genius ideas. So,
good group.
Where is the
work?
How many would you like?
Just take about three or four.
Okay.
Just click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Let me try to look good.
Okay. Three. And four.
Okay. Did it already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, quick,
click, click. Okay.
Switching phones.
One more.
Switching cameras.
Switching cameras.